Hi, welcome back to another edition of 5-0 Info, the show where a cop talks to the community. I'm that cop, retired Sergeant Darren Birch with the Phoenix Police Department and the Silent Witness Coordinator. And Silent Witness is a nonprofit organization dedicated to solving and preventing violent crimes in your community. And when I say community, I'm talking the entire valley, A through Q, Avenue to Queen Creek, and everything in between. So if you have any information about an unsolved felony crime or a fugitive, please call Silent Witness. That number is 480-WITNESS. That number straight up is 480-948-6377. You can also leave a tip online at silentwitness.org. Also completely anonymous. And if that tip leads to an arrest or indictment of a suspect in an unsolved felony crime, you could earn up to $1,000 or even more. You see, it truly pays to fight crime. But more importantly, you're keeping your community safe with Silent Witness. Well, this is usually where I introduce my co-host and cohort in crime, the Silent Witness Sergeant Extraordinaire Jamie Rothschild, but he's not here, so I'm taking solo, and that's just as well because I want to spend time with these two very important guests. We have in the studio Mark Jakowski and Mike Snyder, and they are with the Moore Foundation. And to tell us more about the Moore Foundation, Mark, please begin. Tell us, what is the Moore Foundation?
Well, the Moore Foundation is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to keeping life in motion. So we want to promote mobility, and we do that through research, through community education, and through charitable assistance programs.
And that sounds like a lot.
Oh, it's a lot to keep organized, but we are really passionate about our mission, and we work hard to make sure that we deliver that to the community.
And today, we're here to talk about one specific aspect or rallying cry campaign for that, if you will.
Right. So on the Sunday after Veterans Day, which is November 12th, we are hosting a fundraiser for our Veterans Transportation Program. And we are very interested in promoting mobility for veterans and making sure that they can get to and from their medical appointments. And a lot of them don't have transportation to do that. So we have a program that provides transportation for those veterans to get to that necessary medical care. And we're holding a fundraiser on Sunday. And we want to get the word out to the community to help support this very important program.
Tell us about the fundraiser specifically. I understand it's November 12th. Where is it at? What's it about?
So the fundraiser will be at Scottsdale Harley-Davidson, and it is from 2 to 6 p.m. We'll have live music. We will have food. We will have some beverages available and some silent auction items. And we just want people in the community to come out and show their support for our veterans, being Veterans Day weekend. Come in and have a good time and help us raise some funds to support this program.
Someone listening right now is, you know, we've caught their attention because you used the word Harley and you used the word party. So with that attention grabbing, is there a contact phone number, a website that we can provide for our listeners?
Yeah. So all the information is available at rideandraise.org. And that's ride, R-I-D-E, the letter N, raise, R-A-I. SE, because we want everybody to get on their Harleys and ride the Scottsdale Harley and raise some funds to help support this program.
Now, is this the first time we've done this this campaign, this program, this event, or is this an annual event? Tell us a little bit about the how it was formed.
So we've been running this program since 2015, and to date we have supplied over 1,000 rides, medical transportation rides for veterans. This is the second annual fundraiser. So last year at the Harley-Davidson, we did a fundraiser, very successful, raised enough to provide over 500 rides just last year. And the program is building and building each year. So this year we're hoping to raise enough funds for 800 rides so that we can keep that momentum going with the program.
Now, let's say I wasn't there at the last year's event, which I wasn't. Paint a picture for me. If I'm showing up on my Harley, what am I going to see? What am I going to experience? Kind of paint a picture for us.
Well, we like to have more of the kind of barbecue, backyard party, and live music scene. We don't want this to be a stuffy, stodgy kind of fundraiser.
I love that.
We're all there to have a good time. It's a Sunday afternoon. The cards are not on TV, so let's all go out and just kind of mingle and socialize and have a great time outside.
With the bye week, we can have some fun and pretend we're at a one of those events. What do you call it? The parking lot events for football. Why am I having a
tailgate?
Thank you. I knew you mentioned cars, so I knew you would help
so
me on that.
Motorcycle tailgating.
I love that. And this is all about the veterans. So if you would, Mike, would you kind of chime in here and tell us why this is so important for the community to come together to help our veterans?
Well, it is Veterans Day weekend. first and foremost. And it's a time for us to just put into perspective the fact that it's all well and good for us to say thank you for your service to somebody who really belongs, you know, to up there in the front of the room to be recognized for what they've done and for the things that they've contributed to this country. It's not enough.
Thank you.
We know, and I know, and I thank you for your service because I know you've served the country in uniform as well. You know, I was a guy who, when I was a kid, I heard stories about the Korean War from my dad, who served in the Navy. I married what turned out to be a colonel's daughter. And, you know, it was great. It was like a history lesson, and I learned a lot from them. But I'm a native New Yorker. I was living in New York back on 9/11. My son was going to school. He actually saw the towers come down. And a year after that, I find my son has signed up, and he is actually training on the very same parade grounds where my wife was born at the hospital at Fort Benning, where my father-in-law had done his Army training. And the fact is that, you know, I'm sitting there driving across the George Washington Bridge listening to a Toby Keith song about an American soldier, you know, and like most guys, I'm still projecting that, hey, he's singing about me, right? I'm the stud who's going to go out and protect the country. But, you know, I was too old at that point to do anything. He was singing about my son and all the other sons and daughters who were going out to serve their country after what, you know, happened to this country back in 2001. And we have to remember those people, because some of my son's friends didn't come back. We have to remember the folks who are still around who served in World War II and all the wars in between. Saying thank you for your service is all well and good. It's nice. But we have to show support well beyond that.
You know, especially now with a lot of the, and again, I don't want to make this a negative show about, you know, what's going on in the NFL, and there's a lot of things that play into that. But like you said, it's really nice when you see somebody and you know they've, you know, given of their time and been in the service to say, you know, thank you for your service. But if that's where it ends and that's all you've ever done and to support our veterans, not only is it not enough, it's a crying shame, I think. And again, I want to thank you as a father with your son for all he's doing for us. Going back to you, Mark, how did this event take fold? I know, you know, the Moore Foundation is all about mobility, but the veterans, was that something that came out of nowhere? Was it something that was always part of the organization? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we work very closely with a number of different medical groups in the Valley, and we were hearing stories repeatedly about veterans missing their follow-up appointments because they couldn't get to or from their medical facility. You know, after surgery or as you age and your mobility is not what you'd like it to be, sometimes you can't just get in a taxi and take a ride. You might be on oxygen. You might be confined to a wheelchair or in a gurney. And it's just not a simple exercise of calling a cab or calling an Uber and getting into a car and going to your appointment. So we really needed to provide a higher level of transportation quality. And so we partnered with a medical transport company that has the experience to move people who are disabled or otherwise infirmed. And they've done a great job at helping us with that.
When we talk about you've partnered, I imagine there's a lot of people involved with this particular fundraiser that might be a nice time to do a shout out for people that have partnered with you, whether it be the Harley or whoever.
Yeah, so Harley-Davidson provides us the use of their facility at a greatly reduced rate, and they are very big supporters of veterans in the community. The Core Institute, which is a group of orthopedic surgeons here in town, is a major sponsor of the Moore Foundation and of this event. Our partner for the transportation service is Quality Transportation of Arizona, and they have been great to work with on this. Certainly, I don't have employees at the Moore Foundation out driving the vans and actually picking up veterans and taking them to their appointments. And we rely on highly skilled and qualified and licensed people to do that.
Yeah,
and
this isn't somebody, you know, this isn't Uber, you know, someone coming up and, you know, there's a lot of logistics involved, isn't there? Yeah.
There sure is.
And there's a lot of human relations involved as well, because we actually have, you know, one of the great problems with the older veterans especially is the isolation that develops. We have stories that we can tell you about relationships springing up between the drivers and some of the vets, guys who don't see anybody else in the course of a day, and suddenly friendships are being developed over this, you know, what turned out to be not just a ride, but a lifeline.
You know, without, because we always have to be careful of HIPAA, having been a cop, I know all too well HIPAA, but if you would, Mike, share a little story. I don't care how anecdotal it is, but just a little story that kind of if you will, illustrates that point.
Well, there's one driver that Mark knows quite well, who basically ended up going well beyond the idea of just being the driver on the van. He actually spends time with the vet. He goes over and goes to his house. He reads with him and to him and interacts with him. He's become family to a gentleman who is, for the most part, isolated. That's a story that's got to warm your heart. And it speaks to not only the fact that we can do something collectively, but individually as well.
Yeah, I love that because it really does show that heartfelt need to connect with our veterans. And this is somebody who it's not just a job.
He's not getting paid extra for it. He's doing it out of love and out of respect.
So back to you, Mark. Give us the information about the Ride and Raise again in regards to the website and also cost. Is it something where you just donate how much you want? Is it something at the door? I know there's probably silent auction items. I think you even mentioned that. Tell us a little bit more about that mm-hmm. aspect.
So you can learn more about the Moore Foundation in general at Moore, MORE-foundation.org. And again, the website for this particular event is RideNRaise.org, and we're supporting our Veterans Transportation Program. The event is on Sunday, November 12th at Scottsdale Harley-Davidson from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and there is a $25 admission charge. That $25 basically gets you your meal and enjoying the entertainment and gets you enrolled into the silent auction. There's some raffle prizes, some door prizes as well, but really, we hope to raise additional dollars beyond that once people come in the door. So we'll be selling rides where you can actually buy a ride for a veteran. It's $50 per ride, and we hope that people will buy not only one ride but blocks of rides, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of competition going on to see who is going to be the biggest supporter of the program there. And then through the silent auction and other aspects of the event, we'll raise additional funds. And we are a very low overhead foundation. 100% of the money we raise at this event will go directly to buying the rides for the veterans.
And it's important to point out as well, if you don't have a bike, if you don't have your own Harley, if you can drive in your station wagon, you can walk in. I mean, the doors are going to be open to all.
I love that. So we got $25 meal. What kind of meal are we talking about in the next 30 seconds we have left? What kind of meal?
I think we're doing pulled pork and smoked chicken.
Love it. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of 5-0 Info. I want to thank my guests, Mark and Mike, not just for being here today, but for all you're doing with this nonprofit. Seriously, my hat's off to you and to you, Mike, regarding your son. Thank him for his service. It's absolutely appreciated. And thank you, the listening audience, because without you, there is no silent witness responsible for more than 200 felony arrests in a single year. The program keeps us safe. Stay safe.